and placed a straw before him, saying, "Blow this away." The god of the air strove with all his power, but was unable to move it. He returned to the other gods and said, "I could not find out who was that being that fills us with wonder." Then the gods spoke to Indra, the god of thunder. "O giver of earthly goods, go and see who is that being that fills us with wonder." And Indra ran toward Brahman, the spirit supreme. But he disappeared. Then in the same region of the sky, the god saw a lady of radiant beauty. She was Uma, divine wisdom, the daughter of the mountains of snow. "Who is that being that fills us with wonder?" he asked. Part 4. "He is Brahman, the spirit supreme," she answered. "Rejoice in him, since through him you attained the glory of victory." And the gods Agni, Vayu, and Indra excelled the other gods, for they were the first that came near Brahman, and they first knew he was the spirit supreme. And thus Indra, the god of thunder, excelled all other gods, for he came nearest to Brahman, and he first knew that he was the spirit supreme. Concerning whom it is said, "He is seen in nature in the wonder of a flash of lightning. He comes to the soul in the wonder of a flash of vision. His name is Tadvanam, which translated means the end of love longing. As Tadvanam, he should have adoration. All beings will love such a lover of the Lord." Master, you asked me to explain the Upanishad, the sacred wisdom. The Upanishad has been explained to you. In truth, I have been telling you the sacred teaching concerning Brahman. Katha Upanishad, Part 1. Vajrasrava gave away all his possessions at a sacrifice, but it was out of a desire for heaven. He had a son called Nachiketas, who, although he was only a boy, had a vision of faith when the offerings were given, and thus he thought, "This poor offering of cows that are too old to give milk and too weak to eat grass or drink water must lead to a world of sorrow." And he thought of offering himself and said to his father, "Father, to whom will you give me?" He asked once and twice and three times. And then his father answered in anger, "I will give you to death." Nachiketas: "At the head of many I go, and I go in the midst of many. What may be the work of death that today must be done through me? Remember how the men of old passed away, and how those of days to come will also pass away. A mortal ripens like corn, and like corn he is born again." Nachiketas had to wait 3 nights without food in the abode of Yama, the god of death. A voice: "As the spirit of fire, a Brahmin, comes to a house, bring the offering of water, O god of death. How unwise is the man who does not give hospitality to a Brahmin. He loses his future hopes, his past merits, his present possessions, his sons, and his all.